Each week on the hit show, Out of the Fog, spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic, lights up your day with spiritual conversation, enlightening guests, and on-air readings that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keep the atmosphere positive and generous. Want an on-air reading? Tune in to hear Karen take your calls and deliver the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Now here's your host, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to a special episode of Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager from FogCityPsychic.com. Each week we gather for spiritual conversations and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear, and into love. I am so happy today to be coming to you live as part of the Northwest Women's Show. Transformation Talk Radio and Dr. Pat Basile have been reaching out all weekend to the more than 20,000 women attending the event in Seattle and to the thousands more, tens of thousands more, millions more who are listening at transformationtalkradio.com, on KKNW Seattle, or on the mighty WBLQ in New England. I believe that time and distance are no barrier to energy, and that means that whenever you're tuning in, live or listening to an archived version of the show, you have arrived at exactly the right time for you. And I hope you hear something this hour that helps you step into your power, helps you reconnect with your inner wisdom, gives you tools to move forward with more clarity and more confidence. As part of this epic weekend of awakening to hope, abundance, and transformation, I have invited the wonderful Stephanie Marie Beebe to join me on the air. She has some vibrant wisdom to share to help us learn to step into our power with grace. Now, Stephanie Marie Beebe is known for her savvy business skills and her intuitive nature. She's often referred to as the soul whisperer. I'm definitely going to be asking her about that. She's got a knack for combining her strategic mindset with getting to the heart of a situation so that she can help you turn your inner whisper into concrete action in the world. She helps people go to the depths of this inner journey, opening them up to joyously receiving so that they can express themselves fully in their business and in their life. You can find out more about Stephanie and her work at StephanieBeebe.com. I'm going to spell that for you because you want to go there now and look at all the goodies. So Stephanie, S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E, BeebeBeebe.com, StephanieBeebe.com. Go now, go ahead. Stephanie, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Oh my gosh, thank you. I'm so blessed to be here. You sound so amazing, I swear. I never get sick of hearing your voice. So I love that.
Thank you very much. I'm going to give you an, I guess a list of people to call so that you can say that, like my mom and my kids and all the people, my partner, all the people who get sick of my voice. I want them to hear you say that.
I totally will. So you make sure to follow up. I will do that because you just have this presence about you, you know, and I can feel like we're right here in the same room, even though with technology, we're, you know, it feels that way, even though I believe that. Where are you at right now? Where are you?
I am in southeastern Michigan.
Okay.
Heather, who's producing this broadcast, is at the Northwest Women's Show in Seattle. And where are you?
I'm in San Francisco in this beautiful 75 degrees, gorgeous, beautiful, vibrant day. So I love that we're all anchored in different parts of the states right now. That's awesome.
See, that's that thing. Time and distance are no barrier to energy. And that I really believe that part of the transformative energy of 2012 is that we're using technology to bring people together. We're creating community. We're creating intentional community in ways that we couldn't even have dreamed of 10 years ago, even 5 years ago. Mm. Now, can you just share a little bit about what you do and how you got to this place on your spiritual journey? What brought you here today?
Wow, that's a big question.
No pressure.
No pressure. I'm tuning in now to ask, you know, I mean, I'm sure many of your listeners, when we're asked, how did you get to this place? There's so many ways and so many turns that we could talk about, but ultimately, let me share with you a little bit about what I do. So I work as an intuitive business strategist. I basically combine my intuition with my education of organizational psychology and really help women entrepreneurs and visionaries bring their big, big purposes and visions to life. And I do it in a way where it's all about, there's this inner journey, this inner alignment, which I'm sure many of your listeners have known. You know, when you're gifted with this beautiful, like, oh my gosh, I'm here to bring this to the planet, there's this opportunity for us to step into it. And I do not believe that you have to do that alone. I believe that there are many people like me that you resonate with that are like, oh my gosh, you're meant to be a part of this journey and helping me come out to the world. And basically I love doing it. Like, I'm so love being able to help women, not only envision that they are the person to hold this vision, but also to be able to stand and hold that energy with such clarity and purpose and power, but with the graceful feminine presence that is so necessary in business and in leadership today. And I really believe that's how we're going to transform the planet. And so then with that, so not only do I help them to step into it, but I actually help them to strategize their, you know, really structure their business, create strategies, create team, create partnerships that help to completely support this vision coming to life. And I do both aspects, so it's not just the inner work. It actually is the taking action and making sure that it's implemented and that, you know, everything there is to support with ease and grace, because I'm all about staying in flow and listening to yourself and trusting your intuition, your business. And those are all the things that I teach and do. And I do this in a one-on-one, but I also do it in a team. So I work with other entrepreneurs that service my clients as well. And we're all about this collaborative, beautiful, fun energy. And where I stand today is basically owning, I mean, everything that I teach my clients is exactly the journey that I've been on. You know, I was a corporate facilitator and I worked with big companies like Toyota and Disney and Boeing and all of these, you know, big companies where people, helping them to work better together. All of a sudden, which I know you know this, Karen, like, we're very intuitive. We've always known we were intuitive, but I thought everyone was intuitive, which I do believe they are, but I didn't know that I had a specific gift that I could read energy and see energy between people. And so then this started to develop more and more. As a facilitator, I would literally reading where people were going before they even knew to ask the question kind of stuff. And the facilitators that trained me were like, there's something different about you, you know, and they started asking me questions and I started telling them what I could see. And they were like, well, not everyone can see that. And so then I was like, what? You know? So then I started to develop this gift more and more. And now I'm very connected to what I would consider angels, or what I call my council. When I started to connect with them, they started to lead me on the journey of, okay, now you need to leave this and you need to start your own thing. And that was about 5 years ago that I got what I call tapped on the shoulder. And it was like, now it's time for you to come out and own all of this in the world. And I know what it feels like to get tapped and to, you have this life that you're totally happy with, and yet you're being called to step into something so much bigger than you could even comprehend. And yet you know it's right. You know, and so I took that leap of faith, and thank goodness, because I've experienced things in my life and in my business that I never knew were possible, and the connections that I've had, and the ability to stand before you and say that I am intuitive, that I do read energy, that I do, you know, talk to a council, and that I'm incredibly business savvy, and that it's not about, you know, the staying in the woo-woo and meditation all the time, but it's about taking that energy in body, and that's why we're human, that's why we're here, and to really put that into practice. So, yeah, so that's who I am.
You speak with so much confidence, and one of the reasons that I like hearing you is that you're not just speaking with confidence because you're good at what you do. You're speaking with confidence because you're supported underneath. I hear that warmth under what you're saying, so I have my spidey sense turned on a little bit too, I guess. I hear that warmth underneath, and I hear that support. How do you, as you're doing this work, what do you do when you get out of the flow? How do you get yourself back in? How do you tune into your counsel and get that guidance that helps you keep moving forward?
God, what a beautiful question. And First off, I think before I answer my own, what I recommend for everyone is to really, what I had to do the first step before I could do what I do now, right? So the first step for me was paying attention to what would kick me out of that, right? So, for me, it's easy to talk about what happens when you get kicked out, but I'm all about preventing things. So what I started to see is that when I was overwhelmed, right? So when I got overwhelmed is when I go out of flow. And so then I would start to pay attention, what would cause me to be overwhelmed, overbooked, not having enough time for nature. So for example, since I started to notice those things, then you can start to take preventative action, what I call self-care strategies. And one of my self-care strategies, and honestly, anyone will tell you, I have one of the busiest schedules and I travel a lot and I do a lot, but I compromise on this. Between sessions, in the middle of my day, I actually schedule an hour walk to be in nature.
Wow.
Whether I walk or whether I go to the ocean or whatever I need to do, what I call to integrate and ground and release the energy. Because especially living in San Francisco, right, you could be a lot, you could stay indoors a lot or you could be around cement. And it's just really important for me to integrate with nature. And if I do that in the middle of my day, then it's I stay in tune the whole time, right?
Yep. Yeah.
And if I miss it, then I'm like, what missed? Oh, God, I didn't take that walk, right? So I started to schedule this in my calendar so no one could take that time for me. That is my time. And then I also, huge thing for me, and I recommend it for everyone, if you have access to a bathtub, I make sure to do at least 3 or 4 times a week, I do a sea salt bath, which just really cleanses your whole aura and your energy and releases. And I listen to meditation music with affirmations that are reprogramming me, but in a way that supports my purpose. So it's affirmation, you are this and you're amazing and all these things. And I grew up with a mom that was very affirming. So I think that for me, that really works, but sometimes it doesn't work for people. So you got to find what works for you, but you have to make you a priority. So for me, it's about paying attention. The first step was paying attention to what got me out of flow and then creating and implementing things in my life, self-care mm-hmm. strategies that allowed me to stay in flow. And then if I'm in the moment and I feel that I'm getting out of flow, I always bring myself back to my breath. I focus, I take three breaths, one in through my nose, out through my mouth, focusing on my tailbone so I stay grounded, do that, and I come into the present moment. And then I just ask to release anything that's blocking me from being completely neutral, which, mm-hmm. Those who are really gifted can easily ask for that. It takes time because people go I can ask for that? You're like, yeah, you can ask for that. But you have to keep asking for it and you have to believe that you can ask for it, right?
So, that's right.
Yeah, there's those things involved. But I think that my thing is just go ahead and ask for whatever it is that you do want. And then, allow yourself to step into that possibility. But those are just some of the things that I use. I'm a big meditator, but I'm also I also meditate with exercise. So doing yoga to just, singing bowls music or doing I have an amazing community. So, getting together and we do what we call future speaking, where you get to vision what it is that you're creating for the week or what you're creating for the month and holding that space and that energy for people. So that's another way that I stay connected is surrounding myself with people that also have really connected self-care systems and are very sensitive to their own energy. I mean, I had to be selective because when you know how you are, when you're sensitive to energy, not everyone is as sensitive to energy, right? So I have to care for myself in the way that supports me. So there's some times when people will invite me to things, and as much as it sounds amazing, I tune in, and if it doesn't resonate, then I just don't go, So I've learned to also say no, and I would say that that's another way that I stay in flow is to learn to say no with grace and just know that, you got to honor you.
Yeah. These are wonderful ways, not just for women who are thinking of themselves as entrepreneurs or women who are thinking about connecting to their huge major journey, but just people who are maybe listening to this and thinking, I'm having a hard time getting out of bed or things really are stuck in my life right now. I don't know what to do next. And the things that you're talking about, start to pay attention. How does it feel when you're connected? How can you tell the difference? How do you make time for yourself and make that a priority? Using mindful breathing, using exercise, or surrounding yourself with people who are connected and then allowing yourself to say no, those are all tremendously empowering tools for everyone. And I think as I listen to you say that, I'm just kind of guided to say, using all those once doesn't fix everything and make it perfect. What you're doing is building habits of response, and as you continue to use that, that's when you see the real change. Do you feel that way?
Completely. And it's like building any muscle is, you know, when you start to exercise for the first time, it hurts. It's uncomfortable. It's not easy, right? And by the way, I deal with women. You know, I work only with women. So I would say that one of our biggest struggles is caring for ourselves. You know, we are so amazing at caring for others. It's like it's in our DNA to, you know, show up and care for others. But when it comes to caring for ourselves, it feels alien. It really feels different. And so it's going to feel awkward. It's going to feel weird, but you have to keep practicing. And what I tell people, it's like, you know, you cannot expect to show up and give all of yourself when you don't have all yourself to give. And the only way that you can have all of yourself is when you take care of yourself. And that is the number one way that you can love others. That is the number one way you can show up for others, is by caring for yourself. And when we start to make that shift and make ourselves a priority, it's interesting how that shifts even how we're treated in our own business relationships, in our own client relationships. It's like the moment we start to care and value ourselves, it's like our value perceived by others also increases. And I've seen it time and time again. I mean, Karen, I can't tell you how many women work with me and within, you know, 6 months, they're tripling their rates and they feel really good about it. And people are paying it with ease. And it's because they're stepping into their own value, because how can someone really, you know, value you when you're not valuing you, you know? And by the way, not all the things I do to stay in flow are also real serious, right? For me, nature, I can skip around, and I want to let people know I'm very playful. I'm all about laughing. I mean, I have laughing meditations and laughing yoga that I do. You know, it's not like you have to take everything so seriously by any means. Like, you know, anything that brings joy in your life and that brings that smile back to you, and that you feel like, oh my God, I could like freeze this moment in time. Those are the things you want to make sure that you bring into your life on a daily or weekly basis, right? And those are the things you want to make a priority.
And I think allowing ourselves to receive, allowing ourselves to be in joy, is key, especially with women. Those of us who are good, responsible women, and we do what we're supposed to, and we're caregivers, and we're nurturers, and we, you know, all those good things we do. Sometimes there can be a feeling that when we feel joy, happiness, we shouldn't be feeling that. It's not for us, okay? We can try to give that to other people, but we shouldn't actually be feeling the joy. And allowing ourselves, part of being connected with Source, to my way of thinking, is when you understand that that joy is for you, that laughter is for you, that sense of being loved, that peace, that's for you. And when you can plug into that and allow that, allow yourself to receive it, that's when you're able to start passing that on to other people.
Completely agree.
Yeah. Yes, joy is good. And the spiritual practice that becomes a chore, even if it's what someone told you you should be doing to, you know, achieve enlightenment in these three easy steps or whatever, if it feels like a chore to you, if it doesn't resonate, then find your own darn spiritual practice. Find something that connects you and fills you with joy, and do that.
Completely. Right? Yes, yeah. Completely. Yep.
Woohoo! Okay, so now I'm empowered. You wrote a great blog post about receiving and about how, you know, it's all the law of attraction. We're supposed to set intentions. I want a pony. I deserve a pony. I am worthy of the pony. And then the pony never comes, and we feel like we're lousy and we blew it. And you wrote a great blog post about what happens when what we're putting out there and saying we want isn't aligned with what we actually want. Can you say a little bit about receiving that? I think it goes to what we were talking about joy too.
Oh, completely. You know, the biggest thing that I found is that and receiving is huge, right? I mean, we receive all the time. First off, one of the ways that I started to realize whether or not I was a good receiver is I started to pay attention that when someone wanted to do something for me, how it made me feel. So I am going to encourage everyone who's listening to this is just take a note, just observe for the next week. How does it feel when someone goes to open the door for you? How does it feel when someone, you know, you drop something and they go run over and pick it up for you? How does it feel when someone compliments you? Okay? Now, what I started to realize is that as much as I would have said, oh my gosh, Karen, I'm the most amazing receiver, I started to notice that I had a really hard time receiving without giving back. Now, some people are like, no, that's how it's supposed to be, right? You're supposed to be able to give and receive. Yes, once you've mastered being able to receive alone. Okay. What happens is we're so used to giving that what we were really comfortable with is giving it back. We weren't really absorbing the receiving. We weren't really, you know, soaking in that beautiful compliment that someone just gave us, or someone who just, you know, you had your hands full and someone came running over just to open the door. You know, I've actually seen women get embarrassed. Like, oh, you don't have to do that. No, 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 no. You know, it's like, yes, they do. Allow them, right? But that's how the universe works. The universe is going to show up and serve you when you allow that to happen. So the first step for me in allowing the receiving is to really allow, like really allow yourself to be served. And when I say that to people, they're like, oh my God, I can't. You know, this is like, it's like I'm telling them to say like a four-letter word or something. It's like, what are you talking about? You know, to allow yourself to be served by the universe is actually the greatest gift. Really, life is meant to be in flow. Life is meant to be easy. And I truly believe that when there's an ease and a flow in your life, that you are, that's like one way I know I'm in alignment. When things are just really like, there's this effortless flow of energy. I'm not saying that things are always coming my way when I say it. That's not what I'm talking about. But there's like this ease. Like, you know, it's just like you, it's like hitting all the green lights and just the perfect timing. Doesn't mean you're not stopping on the brake, but there's like, as you're about to stop all the way, it's like it just turns green and you're like, okay, and you just go, you know? And that's the kind of energy, that's how I know and I pay attention to that. So the other thing about receiving is that it's all about alignment. It's about energy alignment, okay? So it's in the simplest form, it'd be like a magnet that attracts another magnet. Now, what happens is sometimes we have these big, huge, huge dreams, which I love that people expand themselves and have these huge dreams. Keep dreaming. This is amazing. I love it. The thing that we forget, though, is that we forget to ask the question, if I'm dreaming this, who is this calling me to be? Right? Who do I feel like I need to be to receive this dream? Because we don't ask that, what happens is we get this big, huge dream and we're like, yeah, yeah. But there's a part of us that has never asked that. So it's like we don't even know how to expand our receiving channels to the point of being able to connect with that, to be able to be what I call an energetic match. Because what happens is this version of us, this big, big dream version of us, we is still outside of us, Karen. It's still out there. It's not in here. It's not where you're looking. It's not where you're standing. So because you keep like looking ahead of you and you keep putting it outside of you, then it's like you're not getting closer to that. You're getting further and further away. So what I have people do is I say, bring that energy in, hold it in your heart and see how you feel. Do you feel worthy of it? What happens? Like, do you feel, oh my God, I can't do it? I mean, whatever belief comes to you, or you're like, oh my God, this is yummy, this is good, this is me, then awesome, then you're there, right? So it doesn't always have to be negative, but what happens is we haven't really did our due diligence in asking and making sure that we are becoming the person that is able to hold the vision that we're requesting, and then we're not becoming a match, right? So it's not aligning with us. And then what happens is you, if it is a yes, then you continue to step into that. I have a whole, what I call embodiment exercise. I totally encourage people to do this. I love it. So in 2012, in a meditation right before, it was like New Year's weekend, Source basically said, you know, I want you to continue to envision the version of you that you're becoming. I was like, okay, that's cool. You know, I can do that. And then he said, or he, she, it all of his, right? I just say he. Basically, Source was like, you need to become it. So you need to bring this energy in and request to be closer and closer to it every day. I'm like, okay. So before I go to bed, I envision the version of me that I'm becoming. And then I ask to become more of that and integrate that in my sleep. And that when I wake up, I'm going to be closer to that person. I'm going to be more embodied. Like, you know, if I'm at 60%, then I'm going to request 70% or 65 or whatever feels comfortable for you. But as I'm connecting with this version of me that I'm becoming, it's like becoming easier and easier to be her. If that makes sense. And then like, you know, like a month later, I'm not joking. And I know everyone's feeling this. 2012 is like you're moving at the speed of light.
Oh yeah.
I swear. It's like I think something and all of a sudden it shows up in my reality. Even if it's not mine, it will show up like a friend will be telling me and we'll be walking and it'll be the exact thing I was just talking about. You know, it's like those confirmations come a lot quicker. And I'm feeling like all of a sudden my business, like in the middle of February, I was like, oh my gosh, this is what I was envisioning 6 weeks ago. And here it is. You know, it's like, wow, that was fast. So it was like even I'm having to be expanded in the version of me that I'm creating because I'm continuing to do this, you know?
Yeah. Well, and it requires that openness. It requires that practice of awareness, of mindfulness that you were talking about, not just to be aware of what you want, because that's a lot of fun. That's always fun. Not just to be aware of what you want to attract to you, what you want to manifest in the world, but to be aware of how that resonates with you, about how you feel as you are setting an intention that you're going to attract that thing. And having that awareness is so important. Now, we're getting to the bottom of the hour. And before we take a quick break, I want to remind you that you can find out more about Stephanie and her work at stephaniebeebe.com. That's STEPHANIEBEEBY.com. That's a lot of spelling. And if you want to find out more about me and what I'm doing, find out more about the radio show, that's all at fogcitypsychic.com. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. And my guest, my special guest, is Stephanie Marie Beebe. We'll be right back.
Has your life lost its magic? Are you unsatisfied, disconnected, or overwhelmed? We are Kay and Dr. Michael, and we're bringing our I Connect with Spirit intuitive workshop to Anaheim, California, April the 20th through 22nd. We'll teach you in one weekend how to confidently use your own intuition and psychic abilities to get your life back on track. Find out more about the peace and clarity that an intuitive life offers at connectwithspirit.net. We look forward to seeing you.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
How would you like a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun? A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it.
We all want our love lives to be happy, but how exactly do you do that? To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
Each week, we, along with our special guests, dive into the places most likely to suck the happy out of your happy couple. Money, sex, intimacy, kids, careers, even taking out the garbage.
We'll share the truth about the power struggles and relationship dynamics that real couples, including ourselves, face every day.
You'll leave the show educated, entertained, and excited to try our daring acts of love in your own relationships.
Tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
See you on the show.
Welcome back. You're listening to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my special guest today, as we talk about the epic awakening in 2012, as we talk about reconnecting with your joy, with your abundance, with your power, my special guest is Stephanie Marie Beebe. She is often called the Soul Whisperer. I'm going to ask her about that in just a minute. And I want to ask you, please, to head over to her website, which is stephaniebeebe.com. That's STEPHANIEBEEBY.com. And Stephanie, you've got, there's a special like little free thing floating around at your website, right?
Yes. So basically when you sign up for free, you get not only how to expand your levels of trust, which we all need to do, right? You get this little PDF that you can have, and some people really enjoy it. I get emails from people like, oh my God, I did the whole thing. It was amazing. You know, you don't have to do anything with it if you don't want to. But by signing up, you also get daily gems. So there's like these little intentions that I send out Monday through Friday automatically. So if you sign up, you get two free things. Highly recommend, doing that, because I mean, I'm all about getting positive, awesome, inspired energy in my email. I mean, how many emails do we get that are not that? So, literally, it's like less than a paragraph. It's like two or three sentences Monday through Friday to inspire you on your journey. And if that sounds like something of interest, visit my website and sign up right there on the right-hand side.
Oh, that's great. Okay, I'm going to do that because I thought I knew everything about you, and I'm clearly not getting a gem. So I'll go and sign up after the show because I want my gems too. Part of making a change, part of waking up is what you said before, is connecting yourself with positive people. Mm-hmm. And I love the idea of having something in my inbox every morning, because how many of us get up in the morning and look at the inbox and go, oh no, what is this? I love the idea of having something waiting for me that just lights that little fire, that's just that little spark, like, tink, here's something good coming your way today. So I love that. Thank you.
I love that. And you know what's so interesting is obviously whenever you sign up, you know, that's when you go into, because they're automated, right? So the one you're going to get on Monday is going to be different than what I get on Monday or what other people get on Monday. So what's so interesting is people will email me like, this is exactly what I needed to hear that day. And I'm like, great, because that was not the one I got. You know, that was the one you got. And they're like, what? And I'm like, you know, whenever you signed up is when that starts for you. And so it's so cool to get the emails from people like, oh my God, like this was what I was waiting for. I mean, it's like source, what happened was, I mean, just to give you a little tidbit, I for 2 years on Facebook, I didn't post anything but quotes. I didn't post anything personally. All I did was give positive information. Like that's what people came to my Facebook for, and that's all I did. It was just like my way of giving back and the positive energy in the world. My business partner, Emmanuel, who you know, because yep, we are on Our Wish Radio and got the pleasure of interviewing you. He was like, Stephanie, I've been around you for 3 years. I know that you give all of these daily little inspirations all the time. I want to see some of your own stuff on your Facebook. And I was like, okay, that's a challenge.
Oh, yeah.
So this was back in November, so I just started to do it. And every day things would come through and I'm like, oh, this is kind of fun. And what would I call these? Oh, I'm going to call these daily gems. They're my daily gems. And I started to do it. And then all of a sudden, I mean, I'm getting comments and messages and people are like, can I get these in my email? And so that's how it started. I mean, literally, that's how it started.
I love that. And you know what it is? It's starting from that seed. It's allowing yourself to act from inspiration, to be inspired, and then you trusted yourself enough and trusted Emmanuel enough to take that action, to listen to what he said, check it out. How do I feel about this? Yes, I'm getting a go. Okay, I'm going.
Right.
And when you did that, it took a thing that was, you know, maybe confined to your Facebook page, it took it and launched it out into the wider world. And I think that's a great example of what you're talking about what it means to step into your own power and do it with grace and integrity.
Completely. And honestly, I sat down and I just went into Word and I just just said whatever came through, like all these little things that I tell my clients all the time, right? And I just like went through. I mean, I had 60 within like an hour. I had 60 and I was like, well, that's a pretty good start, you know?
Yeah.
Wow, like who knew? But it was, and I'm so blessed that we get to be inspired by other people, and that's why community is so important. But also that, you know, that I did tune in and say, yeah, I'd like to see what I would say if I said it in this way, because I never even thought of the concept to do that. And so I'm glad that I took it on. I'm glad that it's affecting people the way it is. And I'm glad that I can give that to the world. You know, my belief is we need to have those daily supported reminders. And they're all very different. And yet they're all positive. And it's all about, you know, staying in flow and loving yourself even more. I mean, exactly what you said in the beginning of the radio is like so what my message is about. So, you know,
wow.
I think they'll really enjoy it.
Now, what does it mean to be the soul whisperer? What is that? Are you doing it right now? I mean, are you whispering to my soul?
Always. This is true. The soul always talks, and we always talk soul to soul. I think the biggest way for me to, so how the name came about, I was at a party, a conscious gathering, basically, for one of our friends that was leaving I don't know if it was India, but, you know, we were all getting together, and I've always had this innate ability to just, you know, when people are talking and they're trying to like, they're trying to articulate energy, like their soul's perspective into words, and sometimes it's hard to do. I was always the one that was able to like give them the right word, right? And so I do this enough in my community that my friend looks at me and she's like, you're like the soul whisperer, you know? And I was like, yeah, that's funny, haha, you know, and I didn't even think anything of it. But then all of a sudden, because she said that in front of like all of our friends, they literally started calling me like the soul whisperer. So when they would have, you know, and I was like, okay, guys, like seriously, you know, I'm not the soul whisperer. And they're like, well, you do though. And then what would happen is I started to invoke this aspect of me that is the soul whisperer. I'm not just the soul whisperer, right? I believe we all talk soul. It's just about whether or not you're inviting that information in. But what's interesting is I started to be able to, like, again, remember when I was a facilitator and I could see energy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it, as a facilitator, I would sometimes sit in the back of the room because it wasn't my time to facilitate that portion of the exercise, right? So I would sit in the back of the room, and I would always be inviting every single person, all of themselves, into the room energetically, like in my own, you know, telepathically, not with words. And that's when things would become easier. So then I started to do the same thing with my clients. Like before I would get on the call with them, I would invite their higher self into to telling me what it is that what was going on and how could I best serve them. And then I'd get on the call and it was like all my notes that I had taken prior to that was exactly what they were talking to me about. Wow. And I started to see this rhythm that I was like, oh, and what I think of as the soul is energy that is unspoken. But you feel it and you resonate with it. And if you're a business owner, it gets translated into the way that you do business. It gets translated into every single thing that you do, how you serve, how you pick people to employ, how you, you know, even the people that you, you know, your divine audience is what I call them, which would be like your niche. And what I saw was that if we're not clear on our own soul's message and calling, then the message in our business is unclear too. And so then that's where that all got translated into. So yeah, that's how the soul whisper part works, but I believe everyone can do it. It's just about opening up to it. And then if we were face to face, Karen, you know, one really great way is if I look into your left eye and you look into my left eye, there's just this, there's like, it's like our souls talk together, you know, and you can, sometimes we can giggle because it feels so like, oh my God, I so know you, right? and other times it's like, wow, you're so deep and I can feel someone's presence and their energy and what's coming through to them. And my mom will always joke to you. She used to joke that she should pick all my dates because I always see the good in people. Hmm. And that doesn't always mean that that's who they're being.
Yes.
And so I have this innate ability to just see what your soul is really wanting to be and express. And that's the vision I get to hold for my clients so that they can become it, right? But in dating, it doesn't always work because they're not always there. And, but yeah, so it's been an interesting journey to invoke and to encourage this aspect, but I encourage everyone to become their own soul whisperer, you know?
Right. Do you feel like we all have innate intuitive ability?
Oh, definitely. There is not one person I've ever met that did not. They might not say it like we do, like you and I own it, Karen. Mm-hmm. I think some people, how it comes out is, I just had a feeling about that. Or, ooh, that was my gut instinct, right? Or, that didn't feel right to me. I mean, like, whatever it is, anyway, I think we're really sensory beings, and we collect information in all different kinds of ways, and that if we open up to the idea that our body is also a huge sensory system, right? So even when we get, like, if we hear someone's name, and you're like, ooh, my heart hurts, I don't know what that was, right? Or, ooh, my arm's hurting, and then you find out they had a heart attack, right? Like, whatever it was, we all, I mean, I haven't met one person that has not been intuitive, even if they don't claim that they are.
Mm-hmm.
No?
Yeah. I agree, and I think it's part of the way that, at least to my way of thinking, it's part of the way that we connect with Source. It's part of the tool. I talk about intuition as being factory installed. It's a tool that we bring in when we incarnate here to help us remember that we are spiritual beings in physical bodies. It's the way we stay connected with Source. And in this transformative time, you know, during this epic awakening in 2012, part of what we're learning is that our connection is more than just the way that we're used to thinking about it. So it's okay to connect with someone just by looking into their left eye, or it's okay to connect with someone by receiving information about their physical body just through something you get in your physical body. The way that we connect with people is changing, and your willingness to become aware of your, what Stephanie calls your inner guidance system, that makes a big difference in how, with how much clarity you can go forward. What do you feel like we are meant to be using our inner guidance system for? What's it for? Is it just to know if where the next parking place is, or if that guy we want to date is maybe no good? What's it for?
I think it's for everything, personally, mm-hmm. Karen. I mean, I believe you got to start with what works for you. So for some, it's about finding that right parking space, or, you know, thinking about even tuning into, like, is this the right place I'm supposed to be, right? If you get asked to do two or three things at one time, yeah, you know, be able to look at different decisions and weigh them. But I think our inner guidance system is exactly how we're, and I, by the way, I just want to confirm everything that you just said. I was getting like confirmation, like yes. So yes, we're changing the way that we're connecting to Source. Yes, it's connected to intuition. yes, it's about opening up to even more of how powerful we are. And it's so interesting when I say the word powerful, especially to women, because the way that we see power is very different than how power is portrayed in our society now.
Yes.
And so I'm invoking a new form of power, which is about this inner, graceful, loving presence, right? Where we get to understand the ability that we have to create, to have an impact on the world, to make a difference in others' lives, to make a difference in our own. You know, to come here and know that we are given these big purposes for a reason, that it's not just, that it's actually more selfish to not live those out than it is to live them out, right? And so I just want to invoke, and why I use power in my work is because it is about us honing and really listening to this inner guidance system, which allows us to connect to this power. It's like that compass. It's this inner compass that guides us. And so I believe, yes, sometimes you got to start small with parking spaces and whether or not, you know, small decisions like which party I should go to or which shoes I should wear. I mean, I even allow my guidance to pick my outfit when I go to things. And it's fascinating that when I allow them to do that, I will pick something that they'll pick something for me that I'm like, really? Are you sure? And it's always the right thing. It is always the right thing. And I'm not a big style of fashion person, but I will always end up picking like the thing that was like the perfect for that group. It's fascinating to watch. And but in terms of business too, you know, it's like I was very mental. I'm very strategic naturally. So, you know, there was a point where I became only strategic and I lost this part of myself, or I wasn't accessing, I should say. I never lost it, but I wasn't accessing this wisdom, this inner guidance system that would have led me down so many different paths if I was open to it. And I'm not saying that it's just about intuition. I believe intuition has to be combined with our own strategic mindset. Like it really is mind-heart combination. We have both for a reason, right?
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
Yes, but what happens is sometimes if we're overdeveloping the mind, then we totally go to developing the heart, and then it's kind of like we got to come back in the middle somewhere, right? So it is that balance, and that's okay. There is a dance. Sometimes if we're all heart, we have to learn the mind stuff, you know, and vice versa. But for me, the inner guidance system is our really, for me, it connects in my heart, but that's not always the case. So what I have people do is I actually have you take those three deep breaths in through your nose, out through your mouth, close your eyes, and just get centered and get present with your body. And then I ask, where is my inner guidance system? And for some people, it might be their left arm. For some people, it might be their stomach. For some people, it might be their third eye. For some people, it might be, you know, their left ear. I mean, whatever it is, that's your signal. That's your energy. For me, it's my heart. You know, my heart is where my inner guidance system is. It's where my wisdom lies. And so for me, that's where, like, if I want to tap into it, I'll just put my hand on my heart, you know, and I'll be like, show me, like, what's going on here, you know, or, you know, I'll weigh some really big business decisions. I mean, I'll weigh even, you know, whether or not we should become, you know, global. Like, should we go and start another, you know, a part of our company in another country or, you know, I do all of that. And I'm not saying that I don't do other things too, to align with that, but that is the place that I start. And so then that leads me down the path to do the due diligence that I need to do on a business level or, you know, in life, right? So like if it says, oh yes, you need to go start a new checking account, I just can't stay there. It's like, I have to go take action, right? To go do that. But what's interesting is that people need to start to, I mean, I think that this is what you were leading to in 2012, is that we have to start to connect to this deeper wisdom inside of us. This inner guidance system is here. And one of the biggest ways that people can know whether you're in alignment or out of alignment or when you're making decisions, some people don't get auditory messages, right? Some people don't know how to interpret the feeling of their inner guidance system. So what I tell people is wherever you first find out where your inner guidance system is, then touch that area and then just ask it a question, a yes or no question, right? So just ask a question like, am I meant to date this guy? Okay. So I don't say it like that. I always say, is it in the highest good for me to date? And I say their name, right? And for here's the quick tip. If it feels heavy, then it's out of alignment, which would be a no. Okay. If it feels light, then go there, explore it, right? It's a yes. So sometimes it's not about the, like if you get anything auditory or you get a vision or a picture, sometimes it's just paying attention to the heaviness and the lightness of how it feels when you ask that question.
Yep.
Okay.
Giving yourself permission to experiment. Anybody who's, one of the things I do is teach intuitive development. And one of the things anybody who's had class with me knows is that you ask the question with the expectation of receiving an answer. and you ask it with lightness, and you try to ask it from a not an oh no, I'm afraid of what's going to happen. Should I date Bruno? Oh no, here comes the answer. What is it? Oh no. No, that you ask it with respect and gratitude in advance for the information you receive, and you take it from there. So I love what you're saying. And it doesn't have to always be like, I'm going to put my hand on my heart and what's my soul path. It can be, should I go out with this guy who just asked me out for coffee?
Totally. Totally. And you know what's so interesting about that is, and I love that you teach this. So I love, we could talk all day long because this is so good. the thing is too, is to realize that, and this is the biggest thing for people, is that that's why I ask, is it the highest good? Because sometimes my guidance was, sure, if you want to go out with them, go out with them. It's not good or bad. It's like, if you want to spend your time doing it, sure. But when I ask if it's in the highest good, because the thing is, our guidance is able to tune into all the possibilities in that moment, not just the one we're asking about. So when I ask about highest good, if it's a no, it doesn't mean that they're bad, right? It just means that there's some other opportunity that I have to stay open for.
Love.
Right? And so to know that our guidance is always, by the way, and if it's in your highest good, it's in their highest good too. It's never just for you. We're all connected. The highest good is the highest good really for everyone. Even if it looks like someone's getting the bad end of the stick, that's what they needed for their highest good. Okay. So just you got to trust that. I mean, we all have those moments where you're like, I can't believe this is a good situation. This sucks. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I am so grateful for every single one of those moments, because it has taught me something. It put me in the right place at the right time. It led to something today that I can honestly say I'm grateful for, even though in the moment I didn't appreciate it.
We could do a whole show. We could do 10,000 shows about that. It is difficult sometimes if you're in a difficult or painful or dark place in your life to see that as an opportunity. And yet that's what it really is. And the way that you approach that, if you approach it from a perspective of fear, you're going to get one thing out of it. If you're able to approach it from a perspective of love, of generosity, of openness, it doesn't make a bad situation any less lousy, but it gives you opportunity. It gives you freedom to move, flexibility to move through that.
And I can honestly say, Karen, I mean, I say this and people are like, who is she? She's always happy, right? I mean, I get that a lot. Like, you've had this perfect life. I'm like, really? You have no idea. Let me just to give your audience a little bit about me. I lost my brother who was brutally murdered when I was 18. It changed my whole perspective on life. It allowed me to connect deeper to God in the sense that I got to be really angry, right? And I got to ask some really interesting, deep questions to God that most people are like, you can't talk to God that way. And I was like, well, that's the relationship I have with God. Like, I had to be honest with God, because my belief is in any friendship, especially if it's God, they already know sense where you are. So that changed the whole direction of my life. And then I've lost a friend to murder, where he committed suicide. I found him. And then my dad suddenly died, and I had a premonition 2 months before that he was not going to be here, and I didn't listen to myself. And didn't do anything about it. So the thing is I've been through those paths. I've been through really hard, dark places. And I can honestly say that here I am today, and I am happy, and I do choose these things. I do have a thriving business, and I get to serve and live on my purpose like 80-90% of the time. And you know what? I'm so grateful for every single one of those deep, dark moments, because it created the depth that I needed on the emotional ability to live life, right? Because you got to live the dark as you got to live the light. And you got to be able to function in all of it. Because anywhere you resist it, it's going to continue to show up. So I just want to let people know that I am talking from experience of being in the dark places and knowing now where I'm at, that I'm grateful for those. And I know that even though it might be stormy with where you are right now, you got to trust that there's a rainbow. You got to trust the sun's coming out. You got to trust that even this is in your highest good. And so look for why it would be showing up for you and what it's here to teach you and why it's connected to your purpose. Because, by the way, all of those experiences were connected to allowing me to awake, right? Awaken, to listen, to deeply, deeply hear my own guidance and my own counsel system so that I can be living the life that I'm supposed to live.
Oh, wow. You can't see me right now, but I'm like waving, like I'm at a rock concert. I'm like waving my hand back and forth. I'm feeling it. Wow. Okay, this is great. I believe too, Stephanie, that no matter how dark the place is that we're in, you can always take a breath and think about what your next best step is, no matter how lousy it is, how painful it is. If you can't, if you are lying in bed right now with your head in the box of Pop-Tarts, and believe me, I've been there. I still actually have some crumbs on my chin. Let me brush those off. If you are feel paralyzed, cannot move, take that breath and let that be your next move. And go from there. You are never, ever at a place where you can't take that next breath. So there.
And then, you know what? That leads us to a great point, because I know we wanted to mention Our Wish Radio.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Right? And just really briefly, Our Wish Radio is a platform. It's, you know, O-U-R, Wish, W-I-S-H, radio.com. It is a platform that me and four other entrepreneurs got together and said, we want to give more light and love and positive information to inspire people on this journey. We were traveling through Hawaii. We were meeting all these people and realizing we had access to all of this knowledge that people were not able to see because they didn't have the money or they didn't have any of this. And they have all these excuses for why they couldn't get this positive information. So we decided to launch a free platform where we got to have, you know, interview amazing people like Karen, who's here with us today, who's hosting us, and all the other amazing people that are on our platform. And believe me, there's some powerful, powerful stuff that if you're feeling like crap, our intention is that you can tune into one of our shows and it can raise your vibration, that it can literally shift your perspective, right? So there's all these amazing free resources like this radio show, like our platform, like, you know, other free, you know, Kindle books and all the free platforms. I mean, people are giving free things all away. It doesn't always mean you have to invest all this money to get access to it. My belief is take the things that can uplift you, open up to receiving the gifts that are here to support you, allow that love to be soaked in at the best possible way that you can. I mean, I know it's hard to open up when you're in that space, and I just ask that you can take that step. And I love what Karen just said in terms of, you know, just opening up and just seeing what's the next best step I can take right here, right now. Like, what a beautiful question. And then the next question to that is, who else can I turn to for support? And you know what? We're here. You know, I'm here. Like, I do free consults as well. You can visit when you visit my website, you'll see, like, I'm all about giving back as much as I possibly can, you know, to support the transformation of our planet and for more people to know that they are loved, that you are supported, that you're never alone, and that your desires are calling you forward because they want you to. So, I just wanted to share that.
Wow. Yes, and that's wonderful stuff, and especially now when we look at the energy of this year, which I think for a lot of us is very transformative. Like you said, we're moving at the speed of light. You know what I mean? The days and nights and weeks and months are passing so quickly. Everything's different than it was. That energy sends a lot of people into fear. And so when you look at a lot of media coverage, you look at a lot of things that are happening in the world, it's easy to get to that place of fear. And, you know, taking a look at everything, balance is important, so you got to look at all that stuff too. Just remember that as you're deciding where you're going to come down on these things, if you're going to be in the fear camp or the love camp, there are the kind of resources that Stephanie's talking about. OurWishRadio.com is a wonderful resource for you to get information and get exposed to people who have maybe been through some of the things that you're going through right now, and have ideas to help you move forward. You might hear something that that inspires you. Now, Stephanie, we're coming down. We've only got about 3 minutes left of the show. This has gone like a rocket, okay? So fast. And I'm nowhere near done with you, young lady. What would you like to leave us with today? What do you think that people who are trying to reconnect, who want to wake up, what can you share that will help them?
As soon as you asked that question, I started to cry. And that's for me, it's like, I want to talk about fear really quickly.
Sure.
There's a shift that I'm seeing. We used to think that when we felt fearful, that meant we needed to stay small. I'm going to encourage people that when you feel the fear, it means keep stepping forward, because you are about to have the most amazing breakthrough of your life, that you're about to see things in a different way, that you're no longer going to allow things that used to previously stop you and allow you to not be seen anymore and not be heard anymore. I'm going to allow you to, like, when you feel that fear, that is actually the sign that's the green light for you to take that next step. To just take that next step and stretch beyond anything that you could ever imagine and see. Because what's going to happen is you're going to break through this security, this really elaborate security system that you've created for yourself to stay safe. And we need you to step up and be who you're called to be now. We need to all be all of ourselves. We need to be fully expressed. We need to own our gifts, and we need to work together and collaboratively make a huge shift on our planet as a community. as one, and yet with our own individual gifts and expression. And believe you me, when you start to step through that security system of fear that you've created, right? This isn't happening to you. You created that. So now you can shift it and you can say it's okay and you can take that next step. And believe you me, when you do that, everything will start to change. Your perspective will start to change. The people you attract will start to change. What you want to share will start to change. People will start to listen.
Thank you. Wonderful. Thank you so much. Stephanie Beebe is my guest. You can find out more about Stephanie and her work at stephaniebeebe.com. Thank you for listening today. Together, we're spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen and learn about upcoming events and classes. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.
This yoga moment is brought to you by Adil Pakivala, world-renowned yoga master, reading from his book, Fire of Love.
When joy arrives unexpectedly and we are not grateful, it quickly turns away. On the other hand, when we feel gratitude towards this generous visitor, joy becomes a part of our psyche, our nature, our memory, and therefore expands and becomes our constant companion.
To purchase your copy of Fire of Love, go to buyfireoflove.com. That's buyfireoflove.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Has your life lost its magic? Are you unsatisfied, disconnected, or overwhelmed? We are Kay and Dr. Michael, and we're bringing our I Connect with Spirit Intuitive Workshop to Anaheim, California, April the 20th through 22nd. We'll teach you in one weekend how to confidently use your own intuition and psychic abilities to get your life back on track. Find out more about the peace and clarity that an intuitive life offers at connectwithspirit.net. We look forward to seeing you.
Just only for do.